This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Among the many factors weighing on investors are ongoing tensions with China. Reuters reported today that President Trump is considering an executive order that would bar U.S. companies from using equipment made by Chinese telecom giants Huawei and ZTE. The Trump administration has already blocked the U.S. government from using equipment from the two companies over fears it could be used to spy on Americans. Technology is just one front in an ongoing trade war with China. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has been following the ins and outs all year and joins me now for a look back at the year in global trade and what's to come in 2019. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Amy.
So what a year to be a trade reporter, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, huh?
Yeah, so tell us the summary of 2018 in trade.
Okay, so I guess we should probably start with tariffs then.
Mm-hmm.
Back in March, President Trump announced those steel and aluminum tariffs. They are still largely in place, including for close allies and trading partners like the EU, Mexico, Canada. This is despite lots of pressure on the Trump administration to lift those tariffs. Canada and Mexico in particular argue that with the new NAFTA these countries have agreed to, the USMCA, they should get some relief from steel and aluminum tariffs. But so far, that's not happened. We can look for more pressure in that area in 2019. Also lingering out there are auto tariffs that the Trump administration has talked about but not put in place. That's also something to watch in 2019.
Okay, and what about China, which is arguably the real target of the Trump administration in this trade war? Where do things stand there?
Yeah, and this is probably the biggest question mark for early 2019. So the U.S. has tariffs in place on about $250 billion worth of imports from China. That's about half of what we import from China. And the Trump administration has threatened to raise those tariffs and expand the amount of products covered by them. But that's on hold until March 2nd to see if the U.S. and China can negotiate solutions to U.S. concerns, which are pretty broad-based concerns that range from our trade deficit with China to the way U.S. businesses are treated when doing business in China, that they can't get access to Chinese markets, that they're forced to share their technology, intellectual property, stuff like that.
Tracy, March 2nd isn't that far away. I mean, how much progress do you think the U.S. and China can make before then?
Yeah, it was a 90-day truce, and these are big issues. So that is a huge question mark. The Chinese have signaled some willingness to compromise, but whether it'll be enough to satisfy U.S. complaints or how much flexibility the U.S. might bring to the table, those are big to be determined questions. And if we step back from tariffs for a second, in this bigger picture, we have this intensifying economic rivalry between the U.S. and China in terms of technology, in terms of high tech. And earlier this year, Congress passed legislation that beefed up U.S. oversight of foreign investment. That wasn't specific to China, but China was definitely front of mind there. And also potential export restrictions in terms of what high-tech products can be allowed out of the U.S. So we'll definitely be watching in early 2019 to see how those play out and if new restrictions are put in place on high-tech exports.
You mentioned the new NAFTA deal, which is now known as USMCA. You've got to wonder if that name is ever going to stick. But where does that go in 2019?
Right. So that deal was signed by the three countries at the end of November. But now Congress needs to pass the legislation that will actually implement it. And Democrats are a question mark there. They've said they'd like some changes to the environmental and labor provisions in the agreement to make them more enforceable. So we'll be watching to see whether or not the administration can deliver on those changes, whether Democrats will hold up a vote, which is something the business community very much wants to see resolved. And to complicate all of this, President Trump has threatened to pull out of the old NAFTA as a way to try and force Congress to pass this new NAFTA. So we'll be watching to see whether he follows through on that. And if so, how Congress reacts to that kind of pressure.
Another question mark going into the new year. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.